Okay, go ahead.
Hi, good morning. This is the Architectural Review Committee, regular meeting for Tuesday, December 3rd, 2024, and the time is 8:30 a.m. And roll call, Don here, and Kathy rejoining us remotely?
Yeah, she's remote.
Okay. Call to order. Public testimony will be received for each agenda item as it is called. Principal party of each side of an issue is allocated 10 minutes to speak. Individual comments are limited to 3 minutes, except with the consent of the committee. Individuals shall be allowed to speak on an item only once. Members of the audience are asked to volunteer their name before addressing the committee. The committee reserves the right to waive said rules of majority vote. Okay. Approval of agenda.
And for the record, call to order. Meeting started at 8:31 a.m.
And approval of the agenda?
Kathy Markin, motions to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, approved 2-0.
Okay, approval of the conformed agenda.
Kathy has a motion on that to approve.
Second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Okay, open forum. The public may make comment on items that do not fall under this agenda. Individual comments are limited to 3 minutes, except with the consent of the committee. Individuals may only speak once. Department matters.
Okay, and our guest today is on the agenda, so we'll wait until we're at that item to call the guest in for comment. First item, item number two, new business. Item number 2A is 3474 Covello Circle, Bar J Ranch number 5, and this is for a swimming pool. Covello Circle. I think that this is one we've worked on many times before. If I'm correct. Yes. Okay. So in the backyard, as you can see, there's lots of space. And they have a big side yard, too. So they have an extra setback of 5 feet off of their side yard when it comes to the corner. And then for their project, okay, okay, Bar J Ranch has the standard county setbacks. It's one of two neighborhoods that do. So, but they've more than acknowledged their setbacks. They already have a 10-foot setback off of the side yard, or 20-foot setback, excuse me.
Yeah, 20-foot.
And then their fence is still way over here as what's required by the county if they're going to have a fence. And then, let's see. You can kind of see from the site plan itself, this being the back of the house and the covered patio, you can see this is in line with the back.
Yeah.
So it's more than sufficient. I know that they didn't spec out the setback here, but then I go to the residence to see what the setback is, and you can see that this pool is going to be in line over here. This is the existing patio cover area. Do you have any questions on this?
No, motion to approve.
Okay, and Kathy also motions upon approval for this. So that's 2-0. Item number 2A, 3474 Covello Circle, Bar J Ranch number 5 for a swimming pool has been approved. Okay, item number 2B, 3164. Fairway Drive, Air Park Estates, and this is for a garage extension. And the gentleman here is the applicant for this project. Bring that up. Okay. And it's going to be a lot easier to look at the frontage here because this is pretty much where our scope of work is. This garage area?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So on that, this. And feel free if you want to break out your elevations too, since you brought them down, so you don't feel like it was a waste. But I got five here. So what we're doing, and you know what, feel free to go ahead and explain.
Okay, yeah, what we're basically doing is we're just extending the garage out 10 feet. We're well within the setbacks on all sides. It's pretty straightforward. It's just a garage extension, matching existing, you know, paint, which is approved.
Right.
You know, same roof, same siding. Not much more to it. Just bringing it out 10 feet. We're still going to be a couple feet behind the front of the hangar, which is a 35-foot setback from the street, and the hangar's back.
So it's going to bring the garage even with the hangar kind
of? Not even. It's still going to be set back a couple feet, two feet from the... it's not going to extend past the hangar.
Yeah.
Got it right there. Okay. Gotcha.
And then this kind of gives a good visual, too. This is being pulled out to about where these pots are.
Right.
Yeah. Is that window going to be closed out?
That's where it's going to end, is that the window's going to go away.
Okay.
And that's where it's going to come to, is the edge of the window, front edge of the window.
Okay. So you're going to have a longer entry.
Correct.
And no plans to maybe to pull that out a little
bit? No, we're not going to pull that out. We will have to do some additional concrete work for the walkway a little bit on the edge, but that's it.
Okay. And concrete, driveway, road stuff, that is county. However you want to go about it on that.
Right.
Our focus is on this. So standard comp roof, and it looks like, is that shiplap or T111? I think it's shiplap on the front.
It's a shiplap type.
Right.
It's a composite material.
Mm-hmm. So... everything would be in conformance with the CC and others.
Motion to approve.
And Kathy, also a motion for approval.
Are you a pilot? Just curious.
I was.
Yeah.
Yeah, not anymore. I had some hearing issues, so I gave it up a few years ago. So it's a workshop for me now.
That's a nice workshop.
It is, my wood shop.
I'd love to have one of a garage that big. My wife wouldn't, but
I know.
I would.
Yeah. When you're in trouble with the wife, it's a good place to go around,
I'm telling you.
And they're way back in the back of Fairway, as you can see, almost down there. You remember we worked on this home here.
Yeah.
Regardless of where they're at, everything is conforming with the CC&Rs. Everybody needs more space. Is this going to be like too deep now then on the garage?
No, it won't be too deep. It's going to be 32 feet. I think too deep would be 36 under today's.
So is it mainly for storage?
Actually.
Because I noticed with the garage open, you got that pretty full too.
I know. Space, right? All that space.
That's a guy thing. I'll keep it, might need it.
I know.
All right, so we have two motions for approval on item 2B, 3164 Fairway Drive in Air Park Estates, where a garage extension has been approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Appreciate you coming by.
Yep.
It's good to see you again.
Good to see you.
I'm sorry that I didn't have better news for you with what's going on around here, but you know what? Like I said, with things that are changing, it could be for the better.
All things change in time.
Have you spoken with our GM yet?
Oh yeah, yeah. I've met Alan a couple times, and
he's a good person to talk to.
Right.
So,
happy holidays, you guys.
You too, buddy.
Nice have a great one.
Nice meeting you too.
Okay, so that'll take us to item number 2C, 3504 Raven Way, Eastward Park. This is also for a swimming pool. Okay, Raven Way. Now, this is the one that I really was kind of stumped on. And I talked to the owner, and they said there's no pool there. It kind of looked like there was, but then when I zoom in, I think this might be the fence line.
Yeah, that's the neighbor's pool.
Yeah.
Where are they going to put a pool at?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. So there's that fence line that we were seeing on an angle. The neighbor's pool is over here, so it's going over here. Raven Way is in Eastwood Park. They have an 8'6" setback. And again, I'm looking in line with this. And I believe in some cases, I'm kind of just curious. Because, I mean, if the house is set within the setbacks, it's kind of hard to push the pool off. But I believe I did look this up on the setbacks and saw that they were okay. Kathy also looked these up and made note that this was in the setbacks.
It is within or?
Within.
Okay.
Yeah, so 5 feet from side boundary on interior lots.
And they're 8 feet, so they got it.
Yeah, so, and their property is an inline property. So, yeah, 5 foot is sufficient, and they are recording on their plans an 8'6" setback. With 10'6" off of the back, and the house actually, as you can see, is right on the 5 foot setback line. So this is even inset more. And then they have a little patio that's going to be poured along with it. And it looks like the pool equipment's going to go in the... Oh, this is a pad for pool equipment as well. Yeah. So we're good on all the setbacks.
Motion to approve.
Okay, and we have a motion from Kathy Markham for approval. So that makes item number 2C3504, Raven Way, Eastwood Park number 2, swimming pool approved. Okay. Excuse me.
Yes.
Okay, so our next item is something that we have not seen before. Item number 2D3516, Fairway Drive, Cameron Park number 1, fence and gate with shade sale. This project came forth through our neighborhood campaigns. There was a boat on the side yard. And so they got a neighborhood campaign letter reminding them that they're CCNRs. So they thought, you know what, let's take care of that. So what we have here is this side yard right here is what we're looking at. So you can see the fence that's already existing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a slat fence, so it's horizontal, open construction fence. What their plan is to, they're not going to exceed 7 feet on the actual open construction fence, but the posts are going to exceed. And they're going to go up to 9 feet. And then what they did is they have an engineered kind of a trellis that will allow them to hang the shade sails. And they provided us some pretty cool renderings on it. I can see it from the video. So this is pretty much what they're talking about. So there's a boat in there, so we have, by the CC&R code, there has to be a screen frontage fence. He's got 12 feet wide on the storage, and then the gate itself, each of the gates are going to be 6.5 feet on each side. And then there's a man gate over here. So I had the he sent me the manufacturer's website on this, and it's pretty impressive. But basically, you just have these uprights with gussets, and then it provides the framework to drop in the sails. So we got into a little bit of a situation here where it's like, okay, well, structures require a 10-foot setback. However, this is all open construction, and the lid of this would be open if the shade sails weren't there. So it's completely removable. It's not an engineered structure for the sails. It's just it provides the support for the sails to provide the shade for their storage of their recreational item. This is a side view of it. So it's the only thing that's going to attach to the house is going to be this man gate post.
Right.
The rest of it is going to be offset from the house, leaving the walkway open. We are not making it mandatory for them to close this off in the back unless the golf course requires it. But I left that open for him to do now or later. Kathy looked at this too. She's also motioning for an approval on this. I wonder, because I know you're talking about moving. Where are you thinking about moving to?
I'm putting the house up May 15th.
Oh, you're building?
No, I'm putting it up for sale.
Oh, for sale May 15th. But where do you know where you're going yet?
Florida.
Okay. This kind of thing might actually, work for you if you ever want to do something like that. And I can find the website. What's unique about this structure is there is a fabricator out there that can design these things in any way, shape, or form you want. So I can do a 24 long by 12 foot tall structure, and you could put any kind of a lid on it, and it's engineered. So these posts are 6x6, and they engineer everything and provide the steel gussets and everything for you to put in the structure.
Oh, wow.
So it's like everything's cut, everything's measured, it's like Legos.
Wow.
And you put these things together with actual wood and actual steel and good anchor bolts and whatnot. So I told him I'm eager to see how this turns out. So
yeah, really.
Over and kick the tires a little bit, because cost on these things, I want to say when I was looking things up, this is probably within $2,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was really impressive.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in the website, I can look it up.
Yeah. Motion to approve.
All right, and we have a second from Kathy Markin. So that makes item number 2D3516, Fairway Drive, Cameron Park number 1, for fence and gate with shade sail, approved. Okay, that takes us out to item number 3, review and support staff's approvals. It was a pretty simple week. We had 3 roofs approved, no solars, and no trees. So 3 roofs that were all comp material were approved administratively by staff, and the approval letters were sent out. Any questions on staff approvals?
No.
And that takes us to future agendas. Items for future architectural review committee agendas. We are going to have at least one more meeting, maybe two, depending on what comes in, because the third ARC meeting of this month does land really close to Christmas and New Year's.
Okay.
So depending on the workload that comes in is what we decide. So we have the 17th coming up, and then we have the 31st.
Okay.
So that, I have a feeling we're going to be, we may be closed on that day. I'm not sure. Actually, we'll probably be closed on the 2nd. But I'll keep you guys apprised. I will know everything by the next meeting on the 17th. And again, we know that you're planning on leaving in June of next year.
Yeah.
So I am still hurting for ARC applicants.
Well, I'll help you until you get some.
Right. And which means I got to kind of look for three alternates to roll somebody in, or we do the vote, or we try to get somebody later.
Yeah.
I did announce to the CC&R committee last night that we do have a problem this season getting in new applicants for ARC committee. And we've got us here as staff, we have to strategize to get the word out. I put out lots of newsletters and posted on the website that we are looking for committee members. If you know anybody in your neighborhood or anybody you talk to that might want to go on CC&R or ARC, please encourage them to come in.
Okay, will do.
Shoot me an email or a phone call. Items to take to the CC&R committee. We don't have any kind of appeals or anything, so nothing there that I can see. And matters to and from and staff. Are you going to be available on the 17th?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay. I appreciate your attendance this year.
As long as nothing happens in that colonoscopy next Tuesday.
Oh, you'll be fine.
My wife had one about 6 months ago. She said, it's like assembly line. There's like 20 of us waiting.
Yeah, don't line them up. Yeah, and like I kind of rolled into my items too from committee members and staff. We did have, I don't know, did you come down to the Christmas fair?
No.
That was really successful this year. Recreation Department did a fantastic job putting it together and organizing it. From what I hear, it was one of the best organized ones we had.
All right. So,
kudos to our Recreations Department and what they did there. Otherwise, things are rolling here, and we do have still already 5 submittals for the next cycle coming through, swimming pools included. A lot of pools are going in.
Yeah.
So, our ARC revenue is way up from previous years.
All right, good deal.
And I want to say that's credited to the newsletters that the Recreation Department's been putting out, helping us, as well as the neighborhood campaigns that are reminding people that they have this responsibility.
That's great.
That takes us to adjournment. And do we have a motion, or do we have any
more? Yeah, motion to adjourn.
Okay, seconded. The time now is 8:54 a.m. And this item, or this meeting for ARC committee on December 3rd is adjourned. Thank you very much, Cameron Park. You stay special.